Hello.
Happy New
Good, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well.
I think it's just me.
It is. I checked. Thank you for the early check.
Oh, you got it. Good. I was making out some bills, and I thought, well, let me put this in the mail just in case it doesn't get there, you know, with the holidays. So.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So are we ready to get started?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're in the Parsha of Lech Lecha, section 16. And we're starting with Pasuk 136. And I'll start with Elishem Yehud. Elishem Yehud could shabri ku ishkinte bid hilur, himud, hilud, hilur, himud. Leakta, Elishem Yudhe Bavavhe, the Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu karenei aleinu maasei yadenu karenehu. Pasuk 136. Tachate kol hahu le'elya tisara hawat legabeya deparo atu malake ilae. Zamra leya lekud shabrihu, b'shirin b'tush b'chan, amar lo kud shabrihu, kucho zilu v'avidu, machtushin rav revin b'mitzrayim. Rishimu leman teana zamin lemebat bevatar makitiv v'yanaga Hashem et paro negaim v'lukadolaim v'gomer. Good evening. We're translating from Pasuk 136 in section 16. Come and see. Throughout the night that Sarah was with Pharaoh, the supernal angels came to chant songs and praises before the Holy One, blessed be He. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to them, "Go, all of you, and inflict great plagues upon Egypt. So that these plagues will be a sign and an omen of what I will do in the future, as it is written, and Hashem plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues." My commentary. This verse is clear as written. Note that the plagues happened in Egypt twice. In modern times, that is World War I and World War II. This is my opinion. What happens to the fathers happens to the children. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, Solomon said it. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm. We don't learn from our mistakes, do we?
I didn't catch either one of you.
Okay, I was reminded of Ecclesiastes that said nothing new under the sun. You know, things keep repeating and repeating. You know, and what you said, what happens to the fathers happens to the children. We see the repetition, you know, throughout Torah as well as throughout our generations. I know always, I said one time I should write a book and say no one listens to grandma. You know, because
we don't.
They have to make their own mistakes. And we were the same way, you know, what our parents told us, sometimes we didn't heed it. And, I mean, I remember telling my daughter just a couple of weeks ago, well, when you've lived to be 80, you've just about experienced everything that needs to be experienced. So you really can tell them your experience and what happened, but whether or not they heed it, they're going to make their own decisions, and we can't, we have to let them do that because they have to learn for themselves what works and doesn't work. And like you say, there's really no mistakes. It's part of the process.
Part of the process, absolutely.
But my question is it just takes one to get out of that vicious circle, to pay attention to past history, to make a difference, you know, learn from history so that it isn't repeated. So I guess it could go both ways, but it just has to take a individual to change that in a family or a generation or so forth and so on.
But in actuality,
right.
the one person in the family who will listen to the elders and learn from their mistakes isn't really doing it, because that person has to learn, not intellectually, that person has to learn it at the level of living, not to do the mistake.
Well,
but
true.
Intellectually doesn't cause that. The new soul, the different soul, the children's soul, they can't learn from our mistakes. They can learn from what the Torah tells them. But they can't learn from us telling them, follow these rules. Because when you don't follow those rules, this is what happened to me. But in reality, what happened to that soul, to that person, was necessary for their spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be necessary for the children to learn that same question, that same incident. So what happens to the fathers happens to the children, no matter what, because the children will not learn and cannot truly learn from the parents.
Well, it all depends what your definition is, learn, what they learn, okay? I mean, my father, for instance, not talking bad about him, I'm just talking about the lifestyle. You know, he was a major smoker. I mean, he smoked all his life since he was 9 years old. And I saw that every day. And it's like, I am not going to be that person. I am not going to do that. And there's some things in my mother that I knew that I wasn't going to do because I observed it and I learned and I saw the devastation of what it brought on the family. And so this is what I'm talking about, not falling in the same pattern, I guess, as your parents. I mean, we do have attributes of our parents, absolutely, and I absolutely do have those attributes. But I've learned not which attributes I didn't want to take on in my life. So it all depends what we're talking about here. We have to go through that process to learn. I wasn't willing to go through that process to learn not to be a smoker. You know, I saw the devastation. I saw the havoc on his body, you know. So I guess maybe I need a deeper definition of we don't learn from our parents.
Well, let me give you a different point of view that
okay.
What I was saying was very narrow. The different point of view is that we choose the parents that are able to teach us our greatest life lessons. What does that mean? It means I can choose to follow the attributes and the patterns of my parents' behavior, or I can choose to not follow those behavior patterns. But I chose those parents to teach me those behavior patterns. But those behavior patterns are not the tikkunim that I have to experience. Those behavior patterns are the ways of living in the society. They're not teaching us what this is talking about, the spiritual levels. The spiritual levels you cannot find from your parents. You cannot learn from your parents.
Okay.
The physical attributes you can learn from your parents. And you chose them for them to teach you that or to teach you how not to be. Either way, that's why you chose those parents. They are the best people to teach you those physical ways. But when it comes to the spiritual aspects, when it comes to Pharaoh being plagued twice, experiencing the first plagues that came due to his abusing Sarah, or wanting to abuse Sarah, and the second one being the redemption plagues, those are spiritual, not physical. And they cannot be learned from the parents because the parents have their own tikkunim, their own spiritual lessons to learn.
Okay,
but
that's
you
a
are
better
right.
understanding.
Okay. You can learn from your parents not to smoke because they smoked, or not to overeat because they overeat, or not to learn to give tzedakah or tithing because I watched them do that, or I watched them not do that and then suffer the business losses associated with not tithing properly. I can learn either way on the physical level, but I choose the parents that will teach me that. But the spiritual lessons I have to go through myself.
In this verse, do they virtually don't focus on Pharaoh that he didn't? In another generation, he had to go through the same thing his descendants went. I mean, it goes both ways, not just the children of Israel, but that Pharaoh himself was inflicted with plagues at two separate times. So
yes, the first time being when Sarah was in his house. Mm-hmm. And that's what this verse just described. And the other one, when there was the night of the redemption and the 10 plagues over the year.
So this is like another reincarnation of the soul of the first Pharaoh.
Right.
His come back to the earthly realm to be able to correct that that part of his life, and he didn't do it. It took a second done, and I'm not sure if he really did.
Remember that in Shmot, right at the beginning of the parasha, it says there arose a pharaoh in Egypt who did not know Joseph.
Yeah.
Now substitute Yesod for Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
There arose a pharaoh in Egypt who did not know Yesod,
mm-hmm.
who did not know sexual morality, who did not know how to control creation. These are spiritual lessons, but not physical. So there's a machloket. Was this the pharaoh, the same pharaoh, and he had forgotten, or was it a new pharaoh? And the machloket is never settled. It's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And since Pharaoh was known to be one of the negative human beings in history, he has reincarnated into one of the leaders of the countries in this world today.
Would it be within Egypt or would it be another country?
It could be either. My sense is it's not Egypt, it's not the leader of Egypt, because you have a fairly sedate country in Egypt today. There's a lot going on under the surface,
mm-hmm.
but you know they tried to break out into freedom. And it was put down, and he was brought into power at that time of putting it down. They're called the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're termed terrorists. And so he came into power at that point. But we would have to look into history to know the life that the Pharaoh experienced. Was he raised in some way that we could identify what happened to him in childhood through archaeology or whatever, that we could then determine which leader has those similar aspects in their childhood? So I haven't heard any of the Kabbalists saying that Morrissey is, I think is his name, is identified with a particular leader of a country. Should I go on? Actually, I shouldn't.
Well, I'm thinking of the 10, the praises. I think that's important, too.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Yeah, we haven't said too much about that, other than I think a couple of days ago we mentioned that it's singing in praises that cause our spiritual garments to take on flesh. And I surely did like that. which makes, you know, makes it so much aware why we chant the Zohar, why we chant the Hebrew lines, why, you know, of course, singing
yes.
throughout the day. You know, it's taking on more meaning, associating it like that.
Correct. It is. We're actually out of almost out of time, and we wouldn't complete the next verse, so I'll let it go.
Okay.
And so hopefully there'll be enough people for the class at 7 tonight, the 9 o'clock in your area.
Okay, if I can keep my eyes open. I had a hard day.
That's the key.
We just finished about 5:30, so but it was a good set. So.
Understood. How's your daughter's elbow? Or granddaughter?
No, it's my daughter. But she hasn't called on us except to go to the store for us, so she's managing well. She'll go to the doctor Wednesday. And her husband comes back Thursday, so we'll take her in. But at least she's
okay.
able to manage home. So that's good.
That is good. May she have a roof over her head. May everyone have a roof over her head. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.